This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Sadly, bringing you this breaking news on Herman Cain. He has passed away due to coronavirus complications. We know that he had been hospitalized after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. His website has put out a statement saying that we are heartbroken and the world is poor. Herman Cain has gone to be with the Lord.
Nice. That was nice.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We should note that he was diagnosed with COVID following his attendance at a Trump campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
He had tested positive more than a week after attending President Trump's Tulsa rally back in June.
Herman Cain was photographed not wearing a mask, sitting in close proximity to others.
We will all recall the picture of him sitting with a group of people, and he was smiling, and he did not have a mask on.
He posted a photo of himself with others at the event without a mask.
Of course, we don't have an ability to draw a line from that event to his diagnosis.
But you're going to.
Notable, must be noted, that he apparently was infected at a Trump campaign rally in Tulsa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
But don't forget, Herman Cain did have some underlying conditions. He had colon cancer. He was also 74 years old. We also know that African Americans suffer severe coronavirus disease at a higher percentage.
Unchained and unstoppable.
President Trump has openly floated delaying the presidential election. In a tweet this morning, he wrote, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. By the way, he makes that on no factual basis.
We decided to test it, sending 100 mock ballots, simulating 100 voters. 21% of our votes hadn't materialized after 4 days.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Boy, they're playing up the fear stocks angle on the local newscast tonight. Talk about grim milestones. You got the problem with sharks are attacking the Cape Cod beaches. Coronavirus. Something about that on the Cape, although the number of deaths appears to still be fairly infinitesimal given the population of the state.
Can sharks transmit the coronavirus?
I don't know. I saw one of the Channel 7 reporters was holding up a mask. I don't know if he was saying that they were going to ask the sharks to wear the masks, or they were or a mask would protect you if you went into the water or what. And then, so if you move away from the beach to escape the sharks, there are severe thunderstorm warnings for parts of Worcester County until 5:30. So
wasn't there a tornado warning in Maine the same day that woman was killed?
I don't know.
I believe there was.
Wow. Tornadoes in Maine. You don't get many tornadoes in Maine.
Sharknadoes.
Wow. But do you remember when the virus was first hitting and they were releasing all these prisoners and they let a fentanyl dealer go? And they told him he'd have to live with his mother and wear a bracelet. It turned out his mother lived in an elderly housing project. Well, guess what? That guy, they told him to come back to jail. Because he couldn't live in the elderly housing project because he was a heroin dealer. Now he's been indicted for allegedly trying to smuggle drugs back into the jail when he came back. How's that compassionate release program working out for you?
Have the old people been buying dope from him?
I don't know. They forced him to come back after all the old people were complaining that there was this heroin dealer had moved in with them. So they ordered him to come back to the jail. And when he came back to the jail, now they're saying that he brought back 15 strips of suboxone. I don't know what it is, but that's what he's charged with doing. So again, just chaos, turmoil in the society at large. Somehow it's Donald Trump's fault, isn't it? Time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, it
wasn't a disabled gun. It was a differently abled gun.
Excuse me. I stand corrected. Yeah,
it was a handicap gun.
Oh, hey. I get it, but I think that's... I think you're going to be called out by the PC woke mob for that.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Obama will not be speaking at Herman Cain's funeral.
You think? Well, he spoke long enough today for three or four funerals. I was a young man when his speech started. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, bidding a fond farewell to one of the death pool's perennial favorites, Olivia de Havilland, who unexpectedly passed away at the age of 104. And even as we bid her adieu, we're proud to say that we're 166 years old and have never been picked in the death pool.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Of course Ed Mularkey knows his district. The fact is, last year before I moved into my basement, I visited him. We had dinner at the Howard Johnson's, went to the AMP to get some contraband snacks, and then went to the Twin Drive-In, where we saw the latest motion picture, Cleopatra, starring Cedar Barra. I mean it.
You know, I'm very concerned about the time machine. Joe Biden is using the time machine to go into the future, you know, to 2040, two censuses from now, as he said yesterday, whereas Ed Markey is using the time machine to go backwards to when the Twin Drive-In was still open on the Revere Beach Parkway, and he could go see those great screen gems like Viva Las Vegas.
Did you happen to catch what Joe Biden called Ed Markey?
What do you call him?
Ed Mularkey.
He is Ed Mularkey. I was trying to figure out today for my column for tomorrow when the Twin Drive-In closed, because there's nothing on the internet an exact date, and I can't find the clippings. And so I called a guy that I know in South Medford. You know what? I said, do you remember the Twin Drive-In? And he said, that's where I saw Viva Las Vegas.
BLM, Biden losing marbles.
Don't you mean BLM Biden lost marbles?
Howie, just a reminder from Dr. Fauci. It's not a blink, it's an eye cough.
Dr. Fauci, who said in March that masks didn't make a difference, is now saying goggles should be worn at all times.
Howie, I too am a victim of old lady attack. Something must be done about this.
What kind of attack did he say?
Old lady attacks.
Old lady.
Like the Karen in the Walmart.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'd forgotten about that. She was very frightening. It seems like it's the old ladies, basically, and a few middle-aged ladies. The younger women don't seem to be that concerned. They seem to have studied the charts.
And all these people that scream that they're afraid of masks always seem to get in the faces of the people that aren't wearing them.
Yeah. And I should have mentioned that to Pam Bondi about the guy who fired the shots at the mother and her young son in the lobby of the hotel in Miami Beach. There's somebody who's really tightly wrapped. I wonder if they watch MSNBC or CNN.
Hey, I saw Liz Warren tanning on the beach today. She'll do anything to get that BP nod.
I'm telling you, she is not in the running. She's not in the running. And I don't think it's... The more I think about it, I don't think it's going to be Susan Rice. Just too much baggage. Kamala Harris? Oh, boy, what a poor choice that is, though.
Love it. I think I might actually be the top contender for vice president. In this Black Lives Era matter, I may not be a female or African American, but I am married to a female African American.
Yeah, she, you know, say what you will about Mama T, she was born in Africa. Doesn't that, and she's now an American citizen. So doesn't that make her an African American?
I hope Secretary Kerry doesn't hear about Herman Cain's passing. He may go after his wife. He'd try to merge Hines and Cain's.
He was a pizza guy, wasn't he? Godfather's Pizza, I believe. Yeah. John Kerry never struck me as a pizza guy. Remember when he went to Philadelphia and he had the cheese steak and he didn't want the Velveeta or the cheese whiz. He wanted Swiss cheese.
Alex, can I get me a Swiss cheese on that cheesesteak sub? Or do you call it a hoagie or a submarine?
Portland Riot, Riot, get your Molotov cocktails here. Portland Riot, Riot, let's torch that courthouse over there.
Can you play that last cut of Billy Williams, the U.S. attorney in Oregon? This is the last cut. He's lecturing the reporter who's questioning him outside this devastated, vandalized courthouse. Cut three.
So you're saying the late night activity, that is criminal?
What I'm telling you is you seem to refuse to call something late night activity. This is criminal.
I just said the late night activity that you say is criminal. Right.
What I'm saying is, why can't you call it out as such?
Because I'm not.
You're using late night activity. It sounds like a party. It's criminal. Look at the
I'm sure the reporter would say, well, you know, at a late night party, some people get blind, drunk, and at this late night party, the DEA agents get blinded by the Antifa laser brandishing thugs.
Hey, I want to see Joey Chestnut challenge Jerry Nadler to a hot dog eating contest on the floor of the house.
That would be good. They might get up there the C-SPAN ratings if they had hot dog eating contests. They didn't even have the 4th of July Nathan's hot dog eating contest in public this year.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If we didn't play your message today, right now, we may put it up on Chopped Chumps at 7 o'clock every night. We post Chopped Chumps as a podcast. Get it, Chopped Chumps, wherever you get your Howie Carr podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, bidding a fond farewell to one of the Death Pool's perennial favorites, Olivia de Havilland, who unexpectedly passed away at 104. And even as we bid adieu, we're proud to say that we're 166 years old and have never been picked in the pool.
Howie, just a reminder from Dr. Fauci, it's not a blink, it's an eye cough.
781 says there were two twin drive-ins in Medford. One was opposite where the current Wellington T station is, and the other near where the current Medford High School is. But I think the one of them was named the Glen Meadow drive-in, and the other one was named the Twin Drive-In. So I'm going with the Twin Drive-In. That would be the one. He didn't call me back, so I can't tell you which one he was talking about. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Do you think that, do you need to improve in that area? Do you get back to Malden and Medford and the Meadow Glen Mall, or even if it's still there, these places?
Well, the Twin Drive-In and the Meadow Glen Mall are part of our rich, you know, culture. So I live in Malden.
I think you live in the past. That would be my guess. Usually I can transcribe a Joe Biden sound cut, or in the old days, a Ted Kennedy or a Joe Kennedy sound cut. I really had problems with that. There were so many uhs and ahs and ums in there. It took me a long time. I'm still not sure I got them all right. And I still don't know where that drive-in, which of the drive-ins he was talking about. Not sure. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the 2020 election be delayed?
No, it should not.
84% say no.
All right. Now, here is Joe Biden. Was this from today that he had a problem with the Zoom calls?
Yeah, he still hasn't gotten a full grasp on the delay that is involved when you're talking to many people on a Zoom conference call.
Well, he also hasn't gotten familiar with the fact that sometimes he's speaking to people who have asked him a question on tape and they're not really there.
But today's were live.
These were live. This is just a Zoom call.
You know, like sometimes, even with the calls on here, sometimes there's a delay and you have to find that rhythm.
Yes.
Joe cannot find his rhythm.
He doesn't have rhythm?
Ain't got rhythm, ain't got music.
I thought he was the first white student at Delaware State. But he doesn't have rhythm. Okay, cut six.
Mr. Vice President, as you know, the AFT represents teachers, paraprofessionals.
Priscilla, the Vice President, can you hear the Vice President? He just said hi.
Hi, how are you?
I don't think she can hear me, but that's okay.
She just did.
How are you? Where are you speaking to me from? Where are you now?
I am at
home.
Where
are you now speaking to me? I mean, where? Where's home?
In Brooklyn, New York.
Never mind.
Yeah, Brooklyn, she said.
All right, that's okay.
This is...
the capital of the world.
Exactly. This is, well, I now that I'm national president, I can't say Brooklyn's the capital of the world anymore, but we do love New York. I think what happens is the timing of the Zoom sometimes gets, you know, there's a little lag. Okay, Priscilla, go.
I'll be quiet.
Okay, Mr. Vice President, as you know...
He's like that. He has bad timing in regular debates, though. He goes, oh, I'm done. I should stop. Are they going to try to blame Zoom lag at real live debates?
Well, you don't think he's actually going to be on the stage with Trump, do you? I mean, that's that kind of debate. The only kind of debate there's going to be, if there's going to be any at all.
Here's an old-fashioned sentence. I was talking to my barber this morning, and... We were talking about this, whether Joe Biden would debate with Trump on stage. And I said, he doesn't have an excuse. He already did that with Bernie Sanders during the COVID crisis. He has no excuse not to.
He's a Democrat. He doesn't need an excuse. The media are there to provide him with his excuses. The amen chorus of the Democrat Party. Democrat stenographers with press passes. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. As you know, the Senate today, the U.S. Senate, voted narrowly to take up the House COVID-19 relief package. This is one of the big disputes is how much of a weekly payment is going to be put out to people who are still unemployed or claiming they're unemployed. And as you also know, the unemployment rate nationally is 11%. And yet, on the other hand, there are 5 million unfilled jobs in the United States. So it's hard to imagine that you could have an unemployment rate at that level when you have this many unfilled jobs. But the reality is that two-thirds of the people that are getting the six have been getting, it's running out now, the $600 a week extra in unemployment are now making more not working than they were making working. So the Boston Globe has a lead editorial today. It's all, most of the editorials, most of the writing, even the quote-unquote reporting in the Boston Globe is very wrong-headed and stupid. But this editorial is particularly obtuse. No, unemployment benefits do not discourage work. That's the main headline. And then underneath it, the subhead, Republicans falsely claim an extra $600 weekly for the unemployed is a disincentive for people to work. And there are many comments on this, and a lot of them are along the lines of, shouldn't you talk to somebody who's an employer if you think that it's not a disincentive to work, to pay people more money not to work than it is to work? And the Globe, which is a great defender of Charlie Baker, one of the reasons why they say we need to continue the payments of $600 a week plus the regular unemployment benefits. Just last month, Massachusetts had the highest unemployment rate in the country. They finally mentioned it. The Globe finally mentioned that we have the highest unemployment rate in the country. They don't want it to. It might reflect badly on their boy, Charlie Parker. The concern that generous unemployment benefits might disincentivize work may seem to have a superficial logic. More than a superficial logic, I would say. After all, more than two-thirds of Americans who qualify for unemployment stand to make more money than they did when they worked, a statistic that is all the more telling of the sad state of the economy's wages than it is of how generous the unemployment benefit is. Oh, okay. So this is from the newspaper that whose editorial workers have been without a contract for more than a year because they don't want to, the Henrys don't want to pay them any more money. But they want everybody else to pay more money to their workers. Even if the weekly $600 financial assistance is extended, workers receiving the benefit know it will eventually expire. Okay. I don't know what that has to do with anything. And here's the most ridiculous point of all in the editorial. Workers who fail to look for work or turn down job offers risk losing their unemployment benefit. Oh, really? People still have to provide a valid public health reason for not returning to work. Yeah, they say they're scared. It would help if they talked to people who have tried to get their former employees to come back to work because they just say, oh, I'm still very concerned about my health. You know, I have a 75-year-old grandmother, and sometimes I visit her, so I can't afford to come back and be a bartender at the restaurant because I might infect her when I go back to see her at Thanksgiving or Christmas. So they're using the health excuse. That's all it is. People still have to provide a valid public health reason for not returning to work. They don't need an affidavit from their doctor. Do you understand that? That's also the reason the unemployment benefit is more generous than in previous recessions. It gives workers the opportunity to stay at home in order to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus without causing their households extreme financial stress. Oh, brother. In other words, it's not the extra cash payment that might discourage people from working. It's the public health crisis that's killing over 1,000 Americans every day. Wait, so doesn't cancer and doesn't heart disease kill more like closer to 2,000 Americans a day? Do you get to not go to work because you're afraid of having enough stress to cause you to have heart disease, or that you might be exposed to secondhand smoke or carcinogens in the workplace that would cause you to get cancer? You're not allowed to. If you look at the coronavirus dashboards, not just in Massachusetts, but elsewhere, very few people under the age of 70 are dying of coronavirus, and most healthy people over the age of 70 are surviving. 844-500-4242. And see, here's the other thing about all these people that are refusing to go back to work because they're making more money. What's happening now is that in some cases that I'm personally familiar with, and I'll wager a lot of you are too, the employers have been basically begging people to go back to work. You always want somebody who knows how your business operates and somebody that you can trust. And so you ask them to come back to work and they say, no, I'm not coming back to work because I'm making all this money. Or if they want to lie, they say they're worried about their health and infecting their grandmothers or something. So what happens is you find somebody new who will work and you replace the people that wouldn't come back to work, and that now there aren't any jobs for them to come back to. Or you just get fed up with them giving you this excuse and you just say, well, if this is the kind of attitude they have, that obviously they're not somebody that you really want working for you. You want to have somebody who wants to work. You don't want to have to drag somebody back basically by threatening them. So I don't think a lot of these jobs, I think it's really short-sighted for people to turn down an opportunity to go back to work. But obviously millions of people are doing that despite what the Globe says. They can't explain why there are 5 million unfilled jobs in an economy where you have an 11% unemployment rate, except by the fact that it's cushier not to work. 844-500-4242. What do you think of this? Have you had experience with this in your own life? Do you know people who aren't going back to work? If you're an employer, have you tried to get people to come back to work? In 978, my cousin is getting the extra $600 and she refuses to go back to work, even though she was called back to work. Yeah, I know. Cancer and heart disease are not contagious. I'm going to say that cancer and heart disease, though, are a lot more deadly than coronavirus. You have a lot more chance of dying from cancer or heart disease than you do from coronavirus. 844-500-4242-208. I just saw a guy playing disc golf in the park. He has turned down two job offers because he is making more on unemployment. I'm telling you, the Globe, I mean, they obviously live in a bubble. They all got trust funds, and I don't know. They're probably doing their quote unquote reporting, most of them from resorts, from their houses that they inherited on Nantucket or the Cape. But they don't understand what's going on. This editorial is ridiculous. It's bereft of real world experience. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Howie. I got a question. You know, this $600 or whatever that they're getting to stay away from work, is that tax-free? Or come next April 15th, are people going to, like, be presented with a $1,500 and $2,000 tax bill for this money that they've been receiving?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that, Dan, but I'm sure that they're counting on the Democrats in Congress if they are going to get a tax bill for this money. They're going to... It is taxable. Okay, so yeah, so that's going to be another surprise, and they're going to be crying poor mouth come April 15th, aren't they, Dan?
Yeah, I know, but I think that the Democrats, they're counting on November 3rd. They just believe that they're going to win, you know, hands down, but I'm sorry, it's crazy. It's crazy what's going on.
I know, it is. I don't think this election is over by a long shot, and I think people are fed up with what they're seeing. And I know that they want to stop the pain. This has been a painful period in a number of ways, but I don't think you reward the people who've been hurting you. And I think it's the Democrats that a lot of this is the fault of the Democrats, an overreaction to a virus and the total coddling of all these rioters and so-called protesters. Thanks for the call, Dan. 617, the only people I think have an excuse for not going back to work are the bartenders and waitresses. You use that example, but when a restaurant But when a restaurant, it can only have one quarter capacity or even 50%, there isn't a possibility that the bartender or the waitress could make a living wage because there's not enough people in there and they get paid like about $4 or $5 an hour. And that would normally be before tips. I don't think that's an excuse though. If you've got a job, you have to come back until the job comes back. I mean, you know, we have ups and downs in the private sector. Well, I'm in newspapers, I'm in radio. I mean, I'll tell you, I took a pay cut from the Herald for a while. I don't think I've said that before. I took a 20% pay cut for 3 months. I had to get through it. The Herald had to get through it. 978, my sister just stayed at a hotel on the Cape. There was no help to be found. Her room wasn't ready until 6:30 at night. The pool area was filthy. There was trash thrown everywhere, and this was a very expensive hotel. They have no help, and no one will go back to work. Yeah, I've talked to people on the Cape that have told me that. People running restaurants have told me they can't get any help. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, same thing up here in Maine. A lot of small businesses up here are going through the same thing.
Yeah.
Plus, I know a few of these people. A little fraud going on here, you know what I mean?
You think they're working under the table, Mike? Is that what you're telling me? But that's against the law, isn't it?
Say it isn't so. Hey, listen, Howie. You know, I listen to these cuts you play on Biden every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just can't believe that the Democrats really think that low of the American people, that they would think they could pull this off with Biden. It's just really disgraceful. And, you know, I know he's still looking for a running mate.
Yeah.
I figured you'd love this, Howie. How about Moms Mabley?
Oh, come on. Come on. Thanks for the call, Mike. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Here's a texter who runs a car service. My clients aren't going to travel because they are all business travelers and companies have put travel restrictions on and they aren't using car services. So I can't work. My cars are sitting idle in the garage. That $600 is saving my behind. Well, but I think you're in the minority. And, you know, what they would like to do if you had efficient state agencies in New Hampshire or anywhere else, they would be able to distinguish between people who could go back to work and people like you who need the money. But they can't, and that's why they were just handing out $600 a week to everybody who filed, and it's been counterproductive. It's certainly counterproductive at this point. 201, years ago, a neighbor of mine was on unemployment and could not find a job. A week after his unemployment ran out, bingo, he found a job. Funny how that works, isn't it? Gail, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gail.
Oh, Howie, I needed the witness protection, but that's okay. Don't worry about it.
You can get the witness protection. You can get the witness protection program. This is the voice changer for new listeners. So when we put in the voice changer, no one is able to recognize your voice. Now, as you can tell, my voice sounds totally different with the witness protection program. So Gail can say whatever she wants and not have to worry about having any blowback from anybody
exactly.
Listening. Go ahead.
Right. Yes, Howard, you're absolutely right. Listen, 67 years old and first time ever collecting. And the funny thing is, I'm only collecting because the place I worked at closed down prior to the pandemic. So everyone says to me, oh, you're going to get that $600. And I'm like, no, I'm not, because, you know, that was before this happened. And I called and, you know, got into the unemployment and got, you know, what I was due, which was a, that's okay. I was happy with that. Then they said, no, you aren't eligible because you collected, you registered beforehand. Next thing I know, the recording's gone and I get the $600. And you know, I'm it's, really it,
aren't these state agencies great? They're so efficient, aren't they, Gail?
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing. You can order something on the internet, and it'll come across the country in 2 days, and it'll arrive right on your doorstep, right when they said it would. Most times, but they can't handle these unemployment claims, and some states are still backed up 9-10 weeks. I'm glad you got the money, Gail. Thanks for the call, Adam. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adam. You there, Adam? Looks like Adam's gone. 844-500-4242, 860. This stimulating stimulus is a tax liability, just as the Obama cash for clunkers. These foolish people had responsibility for 15% of the $4,000 buck benefit, another Democrat con job. Yeah, well, the cash for clunkers, that had another unintended consequence, which was suddenly, all these kids that were used to buying their first car for like $2,000 out of high school, all those $2,000 cars had been trashed. They were gone. So suddenly, if you wanted to buy a starter car for your kid or just one to get around the town, it was going to cost you 3-4 times what it had cost you less than a year earlier. I mean, all of these programs, they don't work out. You know, as Ronald Reagan said, the scariest words in the English language, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Doesn't work out that way. I'm Howie Carr.